אנחנו קוראים בתלמוד
We are reading in the study of the Ten Sefirot, first part, opening me, item 50, beginning with It is perplexing. It explains in the middle point.
אנחנו נמשיך ללמוד.
We will continue studying, and according to the questions, we will see how to direct ourselves. I think that all of these materials we're studying are pretty much clear. We have it in the archives from where we studied it in the past, and also you can send questions, whatever you want to ask. We've embarked on this journey, on this course, and I hope that we will continue gradually all the way to the end, which may take us 2 or even 3 years, doesn't matter how much. The main thing is that we're studying, and with every page that we study together, we hope that this awakens the reforming light, promoting us towards corrections between us, corrections with the Creator. That's the Torah by which we carry out these corrections on our soul. That's the important part. And also, it doesn't really matter what part we study. This is how we advance. So don't yearn for more advanced parts here. The main thing for us is these parts, the beginner parts of the test, because they construct the right foundation to how to relate to the study, how to relate to each other, how we get all these spiritual definitions between us correct, and so on. And one who completes the test, it doesn't mean that he knows it. Knowing means not that he finishes the test, but rather that he finishes his vessel, his inner corrections, through connection with the friends. So, if so, let's think about that, and let's be concerned about that during the study of the test. Please.
So again, we're reading test, first volume, first part. We're reading Opening Me, Inner Light, item 50. It is perplexing that explains the words in the middle point.
No, don't start from that.
Okay, so the words of the Ari.
Yes.
Okay, the words of the Ari, the Tzimtzum of the light around the middle point, item 3 by Ari words, Ari's words, Ein Sof then restricted himself in his middle point, in the very middle. He restricted that light and moved to the sides around this middle point.
And twice the text and then once the interpretation.
Okay, so I'll read it twice. And so, item 3. And so, then restricted himself in his middle point. The Tzimtzum of the light around the middle point. Sorry, item 3. And so, then restricted himself in his middle point, in the very middle. He restricted that light and drifted or moved to the sides around that middle point. Now we're reading Inner Light, item 50, explaining in the middle point. It is perplexing, for since there is neither Rosh nor Sof there, how is there a middle? Moreover, are we dealing with a corporeal matter here that occupies space? The thing is that it has already been explained that there is necessarily a will to receive in Ein Sof too. However, it is Ratzon Pashut, a simple desire, without discriminations of great and small, because the will to receive there is not regarded as a change of form that makes any separations. Consequently, it is in no way inferior to the upper light. You should know that the upper light, Or Elyon, must expand via 4 degrees before it uncovers that will receive in its fullest and permanent measure in the emanated being, Netzal. The reason for it is that The will to receive is incorporated in the Hitpashtut, the expansion of light from the root, Shoresh. And by that, the light is considered to have departed from the emanator and acquired its own name, meaning the expansion from the emanator. As long as this change of form of the will to receive was not incorporated in it, it was still regarded as the emanator and not as the expansion that departed and shifted from the emanator.
Meaning that if the created being, let's say it's not called the created being yet, but let's say if there is no will to receive, he's still not called the emanated being. He's still within the emanator. So a being coming out of the emanator, that means it needs to have will to receive of its own. That's what it attains, what he recognizes.
Since in the spiritual there can be no difference besides through a change of form. As long as this change of form of the will to receive is not incorporated in it, it is still regarded as the emanator and not, I'm sorry. However, as much of this desire became disclosed by the force of the emanated being, it was still not permanent in the emanated being. It means that the emanated being must yearn to receive the abundance before it is considered that the will to receive appeared by the force of the emanated being himself. This yearning can only be when he does not have the abundance, for only then it is possible to want it in a way that the will to receive will be uncovered through its own strength, and it is then that the vessels of reception are completed permanently. You should also know that any expansion of light from the emanator must consist of a will to bestow, just as it consists of a will to receive. Otherwise, the emanator and the emanated being would have been in oppositeness of form, meaning total separation, as the oppositeness of form would then depart them from one another, as the West is removed from the East. Thus, each light that expands from the emanator must be incorporated also of a will to bestow as well, so that the emanated being will have proximity of form with the emanator. When the will to bestow appears in the emanated being, the great light is then extended to him from the emanator, related to that awakening of the desire. This light is always referred to as light of Chasadim. The first expansion, Hitpashtut Aleph, from the emanator, in which the will to receive is incorporated, is always referred to as Or de Chokhmah, light of Chokhmah, or light of Atzmut. You should memorize these two types of lights. The second light, being Or Chasadim, light of Chasadim, is much lower than the first light, which is light of Chokhmah. That is because it is extended through the overcoming, the awakening of the emanated being by his own force, as he wants to equalize his form with the emanator, for which reason he intensifies and awakens towards the will to bestow. However, the first expansion, being or light of Chokhmah, extends directly from the emanator, and the emanated being has no part in its extension. For that reason, it is much higher than itself. For that reason, the light of Chokhmah is regarded as the Atzmut, the self, and the sustenance of the emanated being. The light of Chasadim is considered only as light of corrections for the completion of the emanated being.
before the Creator created the will to receive, opposite to his nature. Only he can do it. Because he created it, then the created being on the one hand is the opposite of the Creator. He is the will to receive. And on the other hand, the created being has the opportunity, the ability to complete the will to receive, to bring it to the same form of bestowal of the Creator. And in that, the created being can come close to the Creator. For that to happen, the created being has a feeling that it is far from the Creator, distant. We'll soon see how the Creator elicits that feeling of distance from the Creator, and that distance, that the fact this distance is bad for various reasons. And then the created being wants to come close to the Creator to feel better. But with that, it discovers, as it comes close to the Creator, that there is a thing and its opposite here. If it comes close using its will to receive, it becomes further away. It comes further away from the Creator according to its quality, the quality of reception in the created being, and opposite the quality of bestowal of the Creator. And so the created being here is in a vice here. On the one hand, it wants to come closer to the Creator because of its will to enjoy, its will to receive. And on the other hand, by these qualities, he grows further away from the Creator because of, it has the will to receive and the Creator has the will to bestow. And so the created being has to make a calculation to see what it's for, why it's living, why it lives. And that's the critical point we're at. Here, we need to stand and think, why or for what reason is life worthwhile? And as the created being chooses equivalence, identification with the Creator, it restricts its will to receive and uses it only in a form that allows it to come close to the Creator according to the measure to which it identifies with the Creator, the measure to which they can bestow upon each other, which is called equivalence of form. And this is how we need to see creation, as being arranged in that way from above downwards. And we, from our place, need to continue implementing it or bringing it into fulfillment using our qualities. It's only through bestowing contentment to the Creator. Rather, we need to bestow contentment upon the ten, and through that to bestow contentment upon the Creator. There's nothing else we can do. We need to sustain our physical body. That's off to one side to allow the donkey to live. But the spiritual person in it needs to live in connection with the friends, and from that connection with the friends towards a connection with the Creator.
Be'er Sheva.
Hello, Rav and World 10. The question is, this whole process describes only what the Creator does. My question is, on what degree of attainment should the RE be in order to feel it and to make it tangible for us what the Creator is doing?
Don't ask me about the RE. I'm not on a degree where I can understand anything about him. Why are you asking such questions? How can you ask about Einstein, right? Even though he's from our world. Still, how can you ask about the Ari, which we don't even know the beginnings about the beginning of knowledge about the upper world, okay?
That's exactly my question. What magnitude, what force he needs to have in order to describe to us what the Creator is doing?
Needs to be on the same heights which he describes to us. I don't know more. Really, he spoke about the world of Ein Sof, and Baal Sulam spoke about the world of Ein Sof.
Rashbi.
I think that Rashbi and the Ari in Baal Sulam, they are in the state of Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction.
Thank you very much, Rav. It's just that...
I understand. Petach Tikva 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. He says here, and remember, memorize these two lights, two kinds of lights, and you should know that the second light, the light of Hasidim, is much lower than the first light, the light of Chokhmah. What in our work is the light of Hasidim and the light of Chokhmah, and why is the light of Hasidim lower than the light of Chokhmah?
The light of Hasidim is the light that comes for the correction of creation, and the light of Chokhmah comes to fulfill the purpose of creation. From the Creator, the light of Chokhmah comes to us. That's the true light. And the light of Chassadim is the light of corrections. And so these two lights, we distinguish between them, even though each one of them divides into many sub-lights, according to the vessel that receives them and is influenced by them.
What is light of Chokhmah and light of Chassadim? How can you distinguish between them? How can you explain what is light of Chokhmah and light of Chassadim in the work?
The light of Chassadim is felt in the vessels of bestowing in order to bestow. The light of Chokhmah is felt in the vessels of receiving in order to bestow.
Does light of Chassadim need to reach it, or is it already existent?
Both exist. You just need to attain them.
So, Chokhmah is from the Creator, and Chassadim needs to be attained.
And the light of Chassadim is not from the Creator. Where else?
Is it our work to attain the light of Chassadim?
Both are through our work. Both are through our work.
So what, you sit down and you draw the light that reforms?
What do you mean, drawing, not drawing? The Creator is the source of everything. If I work with the vessels where I have no ability to receive in order to bestow, but rather I only want to be identifying with Him, bestowing to the host all the abundance, but not to really receive from Him. So whatever I get from Him is filled with impressions from the proximity to the host. That's called the light of Chassadim. If I already receive from the host in order to bestow, where I feel that I felt I got from Him, I received from Him, and in this reception I feel the pleasure of what He gives and what I give Him back of what I receive from Him in my vessels of reception, that's called the light of Chokhmah.
So this can be attained in work in the tent only there?
Certainly, there's no doubt about that. You have no kli by which you can touch the host if you're not in the tent. That's why I repeat my words time and again. The host is in the tent, is in the center of the tent.
Last question, what's the difference between the light of Chokhmah and light of Chassadim? They're both lights.
The light of Chokhmah is revealed in vessels that may receive from the host in order to bestow. The light of Chassadim is only an impression of being by the host, but not receiving anything from Him yet. I don't have the ability to receive in order to bestow. Write all these things down. Ita 4.
Rav, che cosa significa che la creatura completa la completa se stessa?
What does it mean that the created being completes himself by clothing in the qualities of the Creator?
Because I receive the quality of bestowal from the Creator, because He and clothe when I'm
רצון לקבל, בעל מנס להשפיע, כמו בעל הבית.
But I'm
לומד ממנו איך להשפיע. תלמיד חכם נקרא מי שלומד מהחכם שזה הבורא.
צורות sage, a wise student is one that learns from the Creator the forms of bestowal. Moscow 7.
Доброе утро. Вот он здесь пишет о том, что желание получать было создано не только...
He writes here that the will to receive was formed not just by the will to receive, but it also has a form of bestowal in it. Otherwise, it's far from west to east. So it's not a clean will to receive, but they are both together. Rav, yes, yes, okay.
Moscow 2.
Moscow 2.
Смотрите, получается, что свет Хасадим, это можно назвать, он формируется в результате нашего объединения. It
turns out that the light of Chassadim is formed from the connection between us. And then in it, does the light of Chokhmah enter? Can you say that the light of Chassadim doesn't exist, but we form it in the connection between us and into it? It's clothed in Chokhmah, meaning Chassadim is...
Yes, exactly, correct. Tel Aviv 3.
לא שומעים.
יאללה, אתה באשתק.
We can't hear you.
No.
כן, רב, אתה יכול להסביר קצת יותר מה המצב...
רב, can you explain what is the immediate state after Ein Sof that he said that he restricted himself in Ein Sof after the middle point? In what state is the desire? In what state is the light?
רצון. There
was a desire that was created by the light. The light fills the desire completely. We've learned this in the four phases of the direct light in the preface more than once. Then, Bchina Dalet, once it feels that it truly receives, in order to receive is not yet so clear, but as much as it can feel inside it that it's the opposite of Ketel, of the will to bestow by the Creator, so it performs the restriction. Before the host, I'm not hungry, thank you very much. From that starts the connection. So it restricted itself.
So there is a leap from Ein Sof until the four phases. That's already Tzimtzum Aleph.
Yes, yes, yes. That's how he explains. You have to adapt yourself to what the Kabbalist writes. Do you understand? That's how he writes. He doesn't write to you in a precise way all the time. Then he adds something in the Histaklut Pnimit, the inner reflection in the end of every chapter, and different places. He can talk about these things in 20 or 30 pages or in a different volume of tests. That's how it is. You have to collect all this material and work with it. And that's, again, this is not material that's given to us, so you'll be like an encyclopedia, or you'll be smart. It's for you to correct your soul. If your goal is to be smarter, I promise you will become more stupid. PT4, that's enough with your questions. PT4.
Rav, in the beginning of the letter, it says that also in Ein Sof Baruch Hu, there is also the form of the will to receive. What is this discernment, if I may?
If there wasn't this discernment of the will to receive there, we couldn't say that there is light and there is some form of the light, which is the light of Ein Sof. If you're talking about one thing, you have to compare it to another. Otherwise, there are no discernments. That's why, of course, there too, there is a will to receive, but we don't yet discern, we cannot yet distinguish or discern it. Meaning there's no existence of the will to receive there. PT14.
I wanted to ask, how can it be a pure desire if the result is to the previous, sorry, it wasn't clear, the question.
No, of course, the Bchinat Dalet includes the previous three Bchinot, you're right.
He calls it a simple desire. It's not simple, it's complex.
No, it's called simple because the previous three Bchinot are not considered Ratzon, a desire. It's not yet a desire. In order to be a desire, you need to meet some conditions. You have to be disconnected from the giver, standing on its own right, etc.
PT19.
Hello, Rav. A friend's question that can't ask now for technical reasons is asking the following. How does the Masach turn Oviut to Zakut, coarseness to purity? How?
We don't learn these things, and I don't want to hear about this friend who can't. I don't care about that. And these questions we haven't learned about. Be'er Sheva.
Hello. Рав, значит, получается, что в Ришима, которая остается после получения четвертого...
So it turns out that the Ришима that remains after receiving the four phases of direct light is that what we keep on working with? Is from there we...
That's correct. Everything stems from there. And that's where we get all the discernments, yes. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот он здесь пишет, что все распространения света от Творца включает в себя и желание получать, и
от... He writes here that the expansion of the light comes from the Creator, includes in it the will to receive and bestowal, meaning these two lights, they reach it simultaneously or not?
Хорошо. А вот вопрос, вот этот цвет хасадим, о котором вы говорили, он нужен нам для того, чтобы почувствовать хозяина.
And the light of chasadim you spoke of, we need it to feel the host.
Yes. Yes. We need the light of chasadim in order to relate to the host with the bestowal. And then, according to the magnitude of the light of Chassadim, we may receive the light of Chochmah in order to bestow. Mark 3.
Да, Раф, вот такой вопрос. В тексте его упоминается как создание, так и творение. Это желание получать...
In the text, the Creator is... mentions a few names. Is that the will to receive in the different forms of quality? Or is there in parallel here the light of chassadim and the light of chokhmah? And somehow these relations.
Were you in the lesson yesterday?
So yesterday we scrutinized
that.
Safon
2.
How do you build a desire?
This is exactly what he's about to scrutinize. Go ahead.
Keep on reading. Now you will understand. Now you will understand the four prinot and degrees that must be in every netzal, in every emanated. First, the light expands from the emanator, matzil, as the light of chokhmah, containing only the will to receive. This is prina aleph, the first phase. Then, the will to bestow intensifies in that light, and it extends the light of chassadim. And this hitgabut is regarded as prinabet, as the second phase. Then this light of chassadim expands intensively, which will be explained below. And this is prinah gimel, the third phase. After the above three b'chinot fully emerge, the force of the will to receive incorporated in the hitpashtut aleph, in the expansion of the first phase, reawakens and draws the light of chokhmah once more. This completes the permanent will to receive in the partsuf, that appears as yearning when there weren't the light of Chokhmah in the Paratsuf, but the light of Chasadim after Prina Gimel, after the third phase, when the Ne'etzal, the emanator, could yearn for the light of Chokhmah. It is this yearning that determines the will to receive in him and completes his vessels of reception, which was absent in Hitpashtut Aleph. For that reason, the vessels of reception are completed only in this Prina Dalet, in this fourth phase, also called Hitgabrut Bet. Once the fourth phase was completed in Ensof, the tzimtzum, the restriction, occurred in her, meaning the departure of the will to receive from this fourth phase, causing the departure of the light of Ein Sof from there.
I am sure that you have to go over this excerpt a few times, and also to draw or to summarize these four b'chinot somehow, and then we'll learn more and more about it, and I'm willing to hear each and every question about this. Go ahead. But in the meantime, let's move on. But if you'd like, tomorrow we'll go over it again with the questions. Prepare your questions. Go ahead.
This completes the explanation of the four prinot, of the four phases that must exist in every emanated. The first prina is called Hitpashtut Aleph or Chokhmah. The second phase is called Hitgabrut Aleph or Binah. The third phase is called Hitpashtut Bet or Zer Anpin. And the prina Dalet, the fourth phase, is called Hitgabrut Bet or the Malchut. The two expansions are regarded as males, for they are the Shefa, the abundance that extends from the Matzil. The first expansion is the abundance of the light of Chokhmah, and the second expansion is the abundance of the light of Chasadim. These two Hitgabuyot, overcomings, are regarded as two females, for they are an awakening of the Ne'etzal, of the emanated being, and the intensification of the desire by his own power. The first Hitgabut, overcoming, is the awakening in the Ne'etzal for the will to bestow, which becomes the root for the light of Chasadim, and the Hitgabut Bet, the second overcoming, is the awakening of the emanated being for the will to receive, which becomes the complete vessel of reception in the Partzuf. It is always referred to as Prina Dalet, as the fourth phase.
There are still no questions, so keep on.
This Prina Dalet, this fourth phase, is called the middle point in Ein Sof. It is that which the Rav refers to when he says, restricted himself in his middle point. It is called by that name, for it is a vessel of reception for the light of Ein Sof, which is immeasurable and boundless. For that reason, it is like a point in the interior and the middle of that light, while the light revolves around it and cleaves to it from all around immeasurably. Only thus can it sustain the upper light immeasurably and boundlessly. However, in the vessel of reception after the Tzimtzum and below, meaning in the lower Ne'etzalim, there are vessels that hold their light in their Pnimiyut and in their Toch. It means that the walls of the Kelim, of the vessels, being the four Pchinot, the four phases, place a Gvul, a limit, and a measurement on the light inside them because of their aviut, of their coarseness. However, in Ein Sof, where the light and the kli, the vessel, are in simple unity, meaning he is one and his name one, the kli, the vessel, does not limit that light that it holds. Hence, the light in it is regarded as Ein Sof.
Okay, let's see according to the questions. What have we seen here? He explains to us that the light that comes out of the Creator, which is Prinat Shoresh, the root phase, and goes into the Creator being and builds the will to receive, this will to receive built the light is not becoming a will to receive immediately, because it's the opposite of the light, and it can't come out of the light, the will to receive, but rather, bit by bit, it goes through all kinds of transformations, changes. And this is why it turns out that the will to receive emerging from the light goes through Bchinat Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet, and only the last Bchinat Dalet is the will to receive, the opposite of the will to bestow by the Creator, and is the in complete contrast of Him.
А можно объяснить тут такая строчка, что является корнем света Хасадим?
Can you explain the root of the light of Хасадим?
The root of the light of Хасадим is the will to bestow. And this will to bestow, because it is created far from the emanator. It's not so, it's when it's felt, it's far from the emanator. That's why it's building the attitude to the emanator as the will to receive. That's why it's made as Prina Bet, a will to receive that belongs to the emanator. Sorry, to the emanator, but it's still in the emanator being. It's like an embryo inside his mother's womb. From Prina Bet, there is Prina Gimel that's emerging. But as it emerges, it becomes Prina Dalet, Malchut, a will to receive, which is disconnected from the Creator. Disconnected means not the same qualities. It has no will to bestow, it's the opposite, only the will to receive. Hebrew 10.
Why are the walls of the Kelim, the four phases in them?
Because the Kli itself is the will to receive, and all the qualities that build this final will to receive, the walls of the Kli.
The fourth phase in it is the middle point of Ein Sof, because in it the middle point restricted itself in that middle point. Question, is our work to reach that middle point and restrict ourselves? And what is that middle point?
Middle point means all the bestowals of the Creator are aimed at it. It's the center of the creation. And from it, there is a response to the Creator, and everything that makes this middle point, this middle prina, that's what we say that the Creator being does to the Creator.
So that's all our work to reach that?
Yes.
Rav, may I also ask?
Yes.
Why does he say that these expansions are males and the two overcomings are females?
Because hitpashtut, expansion from above downward, is called male, it's bestowal, and overcoming that, and that's by the force of reception you have, that's called female.
Because usually we say that overcoming is from the word gever.
Wait, after the tzimtzum, the masach, and the ochozil.
And here it's before?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Your question is correct. French. Ask as much as you want. The more, the better. Bit by bit, out of your questions and out of hearing what the friends are asking and how I'm answering, out of that you'll start understanding all these things. The main thing is that you'll learn from the questions and answers of the friends and not the book itself. Yes.
Est-ce que tu peux définir itgabrut? Est-ce que tu peux donner parce que on a l'impression.
Can you define itgabrut, overcoming?
Itgabrut.
What need do we need to overcome?
You need to overcome the will to enjoy, your desire to enjoy. Let's say you really want. What do French people want so much? Well, let's say to eat something special, very special, some French delicacy, right? But your doctor tells you you're not allowed to eat that. And so you overcome it. You have an inner struggle and you overcome. That's called overcoming. That's it. Meaning, to maintain your health is more important than enjoying this delicacy.
Il y a un problème par rapport à la conscience. On n'est pas conscient de ça quand on est dans Ein Sof. Là, c'est les quatre phases de la.
But we're not aware of this when we are in Ein Sof.
Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire Gabrut quand il n'y a pas de créature?
The direct light, it works on the created beings. What does it mean, the overcoming of the created being?
This is correct. We're saying later it will be revealed in us. But when we talk about Ein Sof, these are the terms we talk about. Even though there, how can we, well, maybe in the future we'll come closer to understand Ein Sof. You're correct. That's nice. Tel Aviv 2.
Why does the Creator restrict himself in the first place from the middle point?
Because he felt himself. We'll soon learn this, but he felt that he's the opposite of the host, of the Creator. Hebrew 10.
What is the meaning, the secret of him and his name are one? Why is it called a secret? Sod.
Secret means we have to discover it. It is a big secret. It's concealed, it's hidden, it's closed within the vessels. Dudi?
We're keeping on reading. Inner light. From the paragraph, now we have thoroughly explained.
Yes.
Now we have thoroughly explained the issue of the middle point in Ein Sof. We have shown that it does not refer to a corporeal and tangible place and area, but Prina Dalet, the fourth phase, which is incorporated in Ein Sof, is called by that name to indicate its simple unity with the upper light. Also, the Tzimtzum, the restriction in that middle point, has already been explained above. See item 40.
Hala.
Keep reading. We're in item 60, inner light, explaining the words, the spiritual distance. The term, the spiritual distance, has already been explained, and it's already been explained that there weren't any distance between the Ein Sof and the middle point, meaning between the light and the Kli. However, after it is restricted, the light from the middle point, it uncovered a disparity of form that came from the light. That is because the upper light hasn't any will to receive, but the point is indeed a will to receive, which differs from the light. Because their form is different, they are as far apart from each other as is the difference between them.
Shilot.
Questions? Okay.
PT19.
Yes.
So what suddenly happened that it restricted itself? What's the cause of that restriction?
A change to such an extent that he cannot receive. The Creator gives him, take everything I have, just take it. Then he discovers he's the opposite of the Creator. When the Creator is completely to bestow, entirely towards him with love, with a thought towards him, yes? And he's the opposite. Doesn't care about the Creator, all he cares about is to receive. Has no attitude towards the Creator, only to his tummy. And he's not yet capable of agreeing with this. He hates this internal tendency he has, and then he restricts it as if it's not there.
Then he says that he restricted the light in the middle point. By that, it was revealed the disparity of form from the light, meaning all of our change from the Creator is by him restricting himself and nothing else.
Yes, of course.
So what to do now if he restricted himself? I need to chase him after this light.
The fact that he felt how opposite he is from the Creator, and nothing was left for him to do except for restricting the will to receive in him. He restricted himself. The light departed. Now he no longer feels that he's the opposite of the Creator, like the Creator, but he practically hasn't received anything. That's why you can't say that he's in opposition of a form. He's hating the Creator. At least that. Is this clear? Item 70. And then answers.
Item 70 clarifies the surroundings of the middle point. The above mentioned four prinot are also called four sides. And the Ari tells us that although the tzimtzum, the restriction was only in the middle point, meaning the fourth prina, the light nonetheless departed from all four prinot as well. It happened because there is no partial in spirituality, and thus it departed from the three phases as well.
Meaning, if there is a spiritual action, it acts upon all the discernments that are related to that action. PT 9.
כן, רב, למה הוא אומר, אחר שצמצם האור מתוך הנקודה האמצעית, הנה התגלה בזה שינוי?
Why does he say, after he restricted himself from the middle point, then the disparity of form was revealed from the light? We learn it's usually the opposite, that because he discovered the disparity of form, then he restricted.
You're right. This time you're asking to the point, and it's very deep. There wasn't any unequivalence of form there. Meaning he didn't feel that he's different than the light. We'll talk about it, but we can't expand at the moment. He himself says that even though it caused the tzimtzum, the restriction, and this was certainly the opposite, the will to receive from the will to bestow it, hasn't revealed yet as the opposite of the equivalence of form, because this will to receive that was revealed, it was built, it was made on the will to bestow. It's also a result of the Creator. We'll learn this in the future. It's a very, very subtle thing. Keep this question and we'll have time to take care of it. PT5.
אם אפשר לברר מה זה העיקר שתלמדו משאלות.
We can scrutinize what does it mean that the most important is that you learn from the questions and answers of the friends and not from the book itself?
Because the book is a book. It's written in a very laconic style. It's the same, not so abbreviated. You can put in many explanations to it. That's why the questions by the friends add a lot to the study. That's what I meant by that. It's best if you hear. I don't know how you listen to your friends' questions, but I really enjoy these questions. And you should. It is advised, as there is a verse. I've learned from all my students, meaning even the teacher, when he hears the questions of the friends, these are souls. Each and every soul asks out of its point, and it's unique. There is none other like it. That's why I enjoy these questions a lot. Even though I sometimes shout, I tell you I don't want it this way or that way. Especially about the external form, it has to be very concrete.
We also enjoy the questions, Rav, and we enjoy the fact that you enjoy. I'm asking about the light that reforms. I'm noticing that there's a difference in the type, style of questions when the reader reads the text and you interpret it. There's like a different kind of internalization, and it's different than when we're in inclusion with the friends. Is that okay? Is that not okay? How to create the right interaction with the light in these two forms?
I don't know. You should find that. You yourselves have to build this. Yes.
Okay, just the last question. In the beginning of the lesson, you said that in the meetings, we don't need to start confusing ourselves with philosophizing with one another. Just to read.
Yes, if in the middle of the day you want to go over tests, so read it. Just read it. There's a very big force in it. Forms works on us. However, to go into philosophies, why is this this way, that way? If you have the time, you can do it a little bit, but the truth is you don't advance as a result of that. Actually, it's the opposite. Later, try to forget. Just as Kabbalists did in the past, try to forget it, so that the next time you'll read it with new empty vessels. You shouldn't hold what you understood forcefully in your head. That's the difference between wisdom and Torah. Moscow 5.
Доброе утро. Чье желание первично при сокращении, Творца или Творения?
Whose desire is first in the restriction, the creators or the created beings?
Сокращение было сделано.
I didn't understand.
The restriction is according to whose desire, the creator or the created being?
According to the desire of the created being, according to Malchut.
USA Northwest.
USA Northeast.
Yes, Rav. How do we feel the text in the Tem? Is it felt like Arvut, or do we actually feel changes in ourselves?
We should feel these changes in everything that happens between us and with the Creator, because this is Torah. It's the real light that corrects us. California.
Why does it feel that Creator has to mess with a man's mind in order to get to his heart? Test is so complicated, and at the end we have to feel something.
It's not complicated. It's very simple. It's just do actions in order to bestow. That's all. You have no confusion or mess. It's like he writes there. Your life, all the wisdom, all the Torah is an easy thing. If you want to work in order to bestow, all of the Torah is in his heart. That's it. And, so all these confusion because we're too smart. We're making all these rounds without correcting ourselves. Yes.
Focus on the feeling while we're studying, when we read, and just let that guide me more than anything.
Yeah,
that's all we learn, how to open up our feeling. Yes, focus on. Intellect is only to feel, in order to feel more. Focus group.
Question from a student in Petach Tikva. Rav, you're asking to ask, and my heart is like being pinched. I've been studying for a while, and I'm not studying Tas, and I don't even have the strength to overcome with prayer. How to respond correctly to that state?
Forget about your approach to Tas and replace it with a different one. That you want to get a remedy from it. A remedy that simply something from tests will enter into you and will change you. Change you, not that will make you wiser, remember more, know more. It will change your qualities. PT
29.
Maybe you can explain the concept that there is no partial in spirituality?
No, later we'll do that. Later. PT 23.
Hi, Rabbi, I wanted to ask. The will to receive that was created and built according to the will to bestow. In the Bchinah Daled, in the greatest of Yut, with what strength did it continue in the path?
By the force of light, it's standing before the host, demanding what it deserves, because it feels itself being created by the host. It has this aggressive force. Yes,
it's in complete oppositeness to the quality of the Creator.
So what?
Where's his strength from? His fuel, where's it from?
It's from the Creator being inside him, because the Creator is still inside him. The Creator placed him in this place, wants him to function.
But the Creator is in oppositeness. All of his vessels are in resistance.
That's with respect to the fulfillment, but with respect to existence, no. With respect to existence, he demands. It's like children with their parents.
So he continues with a demand.
Yes. Yes, he has what to count on there. Okay. Mach 4.
Раф, доброе утро. Отраженный свет и свет Хасадим. Какие в них различия?
The light of Chassadim and the returning light are
completely, completely not the same. We'll learn about this. We haven't talked about O Chozer, reflected light, today. PT
13.
In the first expansion, is there a mechanism of equivalent to form that's built in that also enables the Kli to receive the abundance?
No, we only talked about the four phases of direct light now, so don't.
Yes, I'm asking about the first phase. In the first expansion that he writes about, is there already some kind of mechanism that enables equivalence of form to receive the abundance?
I don't see this. Where do you see this here? Equivalence of form according to what? If it's the four phases of direct light, how can there be equivalence of form here?
How can there be a deficiency that receives abundance and does not have equivalence of form in it?
According to the desire been born in it, it all comes from above. The Kli is still always say as if it makes the calculation, but it's not this way. It all rolls or cascades from above downwards. Wait a few pages more and we'll learn this.
That's the question exactly. Like it came from above downwards in what we call equivalence of form, which is what we're trying to do.
That's true. All these forces are in him. All these discernments come from above. They're not yet revealed as belonging to the creative being. It's still by the force of the emanator. Okay? Moscow 7.
Рав, все ли части ТЭС одинаковы по воздействию света, возвращающего к источнику?
Are all the parts of ТЭС equal in terms of the influence of the light that reforms on the person that studies?
It only depends on this person who studies. That's what I would say. Of course not all the parts of the Torah are equal. He explains this, how it's revealed to our forefathers or ancestors and to us. There are things to it, but there's this question. But for us now, it doesn't matter. USA, Northeast.
Hi Rav, I wanted to ask, this process of Tzimtzum and the four phases of direct light, this deficiency that was formed, is it correct to say that this deficiency is formed from an advantage and not from a deficit? So is a deficit from an advantage, is that an advantage?
We also don't talk about this yet. You have something in that, but don't be too smart. We'll get to it soon. Moscow 1.
Как вопросы товарищей помогают развитию ощущения текста?
How do the friend's questions help develop the feeling of the text?
I don't care how much I feel the text. What I care is about how I can relate to my friends through their questions. That's what's important to me in order to practically reach spirituality. PT 4.
The light develops the Kli in four phases until the will to receive restricts itself in the fourth Bechina. What does the light want to expand in order to insert into the Kli? What's the goal of this expansion?
The light wants the Kli to acknowledge it and to start responding correctly to it, to get to know itself because of lack of equivalence of form, and then to reach equivalence of form. Tel Aviv 3.
Shalom lecha. Im ani b'milchama b'laskim, lama ani adayin?
If I'm in this war to agree, why am I still demanding?
Don't demand. I don't know what you're talking about.
This battle is in Lo Lishma to agree to everything, and I still feel a deficiency that I need something more.
I don't understand your question.
Let me try again. To all existing states, even making an effort to reach gratitude, but I don't feel complete with this whole.
Okay, so is that your problem? You're not yet whole? It's a fact. Everyone can tell you that, and you can tell it to yourself for sure as well. When will you be whole? When you'll be able to perform all the actions that roll down to you in the right way. And that means to receive in order to bestow the entire creation.
In what? Gratitude, agreement?
Yeah, complete gratitude and agreement. Baltia 3.
Здравствуйте, Раф.
вопрос. Все творение в потенциале заложено в этой центральной точке?
Is all of creation in potential planted in that central point, in that middle point?
That's correct. That's correct. In this central point, the entire creation is, it's in that central point. Everything outside the central point is lights aimed at that central point.
Мы учим, что есть только свет и кли, а тут говорим, что есть разные.
We learn that there is only light and kli, and here we see that there are different lights.
That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Of course, there are many different lights and vessels. PT24.
Also now you mentioned that in Tas we need to have less philosophizations between us and cling closer to the text. Now that the friends are scrutinizing the Rabash articles beyond the lessons, is that just what, just to read the text? How do we do this? How do we approach it? How do we do the workshops?
No, I'm talking about the study of the Ten Sefirot, that if you read tests, so read it without philosophizing about it. Just remind tests to yourself. As he writes in the introduction to this, you learn, and it's not that you understand what you learn, but you awaken the lights that surround their soul, and by that they come closer to the Creator. That's it. So, with this intention, keep on reading. PT34.
The awakening of the emanated being from his own force. What is the awakening of the emanated being, and what is it from his own force?
An awakening that wasn't previously in the desire, and now it is. By the force of himself, he attains this impulse, awakens from himself.
He also writes that the awakening of the emanator is following the will to bestow and also following the will to receive. What's the difference?
The difference is it depends what he awakens for. Peter 1.
Насчет вопросов хотел спросить. Вы сказали, что надо в каждого товарища стараться включиться во время вопросов. А что делать, если я...
He said about the questions that we need to try and be included in every friend while he asks. What if I try and be included, but I'm not able to do that?
Well, just move on. It doesn't matter. But in principle, you want to be from the beginning of the lesson to the end of the lesson, be incorporated with everyone you hear and whoever is there. Okay, Turkey 3.
What does it mean that I forget? What does it mean that forget what you learn? Am I forgetting what are these terms or what I understand from them?
To forget means I don't care about what I've learned in my intellect. I want to make a calculation about how much I'm changing from in order to receive to in order to bestow as a result of this study. That's what's important for me. That's what I want to count.
Moscow 2.
Такое ощущение, что то, что мы изучаем, происходит прямо сейчас здесь, на процессе урока, в процессе.
Turns out that what we read, we're learning, is happening here during the lesson, during the questions and answers. Is it correct to understand it this way, that by learning TAS, we get some kind of light and immediately we already start realizing this?
Correct. Moscow 5.
Я продолжу вопрос. Как мы можем говорить о том, что сокращение было сделано согласно желанию творения?
How can we talk about the fact that the Tzimtzum was made in accordance to the desire of the created being if before the Tzimtzum, before the restriction, it was concealed?
We'll soon learn about the Tzimtzum, about the restriction, and then you'll understand. PT3.
About asking questions, just important for me to mention. Also, friends reached out to me, Mike and Kos and other friends. These friends, for example, want to ask, but they actually can't do that because they don't have five friends in the room with them. Even at this moment, they want to ask, but they can't.
So what can we do with them? Should we decrease the number of friends for a group, even three friends, instead of 10? If you have three, and then we can relate to them as a group. I want to awaken you by this. If you don't have a group, you don't exist. That's the way it is. What can I do? You recommend. What should I do? What do you recommend? I'm asking you.
They're asking to enable they're saying that they're from areas which are small, so they don't have 10 even when they're full. So when there are some days that they're low attendance, they're usually less than 5 and then they can't ask.
Yes, I understand. Okay, so bring on my Kellogg. Let's hear him. Kos.
Now Kos wants to ask.
Go ahead, Kos.
The Holland, Ken.
Holland, the Baror. No.
You see, you need a Russian guy for three Dutchmen to join.
He's a great friend. Thank you, Dennis. Well, this question, is already asked now by Nif, and I was really wondering because there were many friends we were gathering, and we couldn't ask questions, but my real question is already answered because of the questions of the friends. But my question is why a small country like Holland is in many times we cannot ask questions. This is sometimes a problem. And many times we do have enough friends, so it varies during the morning lesson. Once we have many friends, and then we have not so many friends, and then we can't ask questions, and this is very frustrating. And I know that we're not at 10, I know we're not at 10. What can we do?
I don't know. You should talk to our technical guys. It's not I who determine this. You know, I relate to all the groups completely equal. I don't care about it. But our technical department that can fit you in according to technically on the screens, internet, I don't know how. They can fit in on this number of people, so they divide them, and that's how you. I was told that less than 4 or 5, I don't know, it won't fit in. Otherwise, you won't. I don't know what. We'll correct this.
Ruff, is it an idea, let's say, to call ourselves not Holland, but let's say English, like the French do? The French say they're not France, but they say French. Otherwise, they don't have enough. So if we say we call ourselves English, then we have enough.
Go ahead, connect to UK. Go ahead. Connect and be one group, like one group. I have no problem about that. For me, it doesn't matter how you call yourself.
Because we're divided in countries, you know, it's a small country. Because it's a country question. If you're divided in countries, then sometimes you're very small. But if you're divided in a language, then you can be huge. If we would call ourselves Russian, we would be really huge. And we would call ourselves world.
That's clear. In short, fix that. It's all in your hands. For me, it doesn't matter. I want everyone who wants to ask to be able to appear and to ask, and I'll be able to give an answer, and from that, everyone will get another fulfillment. Yes, Dudi.
Is it okay that during the morning lesson, certain groups will connect to a single group, that you see them in one group, like the Europe groups will sit in one group? Why aren't we doing it today? Because a while ago you were angry that someone from Holland was sitting in the Chile group, for example.
Because I wanted to awaken them for dissemination, to be sure that they're connecting more friends from that same country, from that same language. Because if we'll start connecting, everyone will connect with whoever he wants, doesn't matter who, with where, no one will be concerned about finding more friends, because you can always find a group. So how do we nonetheless force those Dutch people or French or someone to be a little bit, to run around and to look for more people on the internet so that they connect to them and learn together? And that's my question. That's why in this game we're having with the groups, that's what we want to show everyone. That, guys, your numbers are small, so we can't put you on the screen.
So what's the decision now? To join a European group, or?
I don't know. They'll join, and then they'll understand they're joining Europe. And they can come, even if there are just two. They can join instead of four or five. And then they won't be concerned about having only a small number of people in their group. You understand? I wanted to put pressure on them, so that there will be some like incentive for them to bring. Well, in short, everything will, anyhow, it will all be according to your decision, the way you decide. All right. So, well, so there's more questions, Holland? No?
Thank you, Raf. Thank you for your explanation.
Focus group.
Focus group.
Rav, בכל מקרה אני רוצה לציין שאנחנו חבורת.
I would still like to mention that we are the group of question readers and moderators that are taking questions from friends all around the world for many, many years, day and night. So there's no problem that also friends that are in small groups will send the questions here, and with love we'll pass on the questions to you, and you'll get all the questions.
Oh, there's an address they can ask during the lesson?
Yes, as usual. Dudi and whoever is a reader, he notifies that anyone that has a question can ask.
So, Dudi, a few minutes ago you said that.
He wants to ask you directly, not through someone.
Oh, I got it. And in the end, I didn't get a question. But, okay, were there anyone else wanted to ask? Mike Kellogg, Mike. Where is he? Mike?
Neelam.
He's gone?
Yes, it's in the Midwest.
Yes, in Midwest? Maybe he's not in Midwest now, maybe he's somewhere else. Okay, PT 17.
PT 17.
PT 17. What's going on with that? Okay. No, there is no such thing. Dudi, what's next? Where are we?
Tas, od dalet limala.
Tas.
Tas, item 4 above.
So, we're reading item 4 of the words of the Ari. There was the halal that remained after the tzimtzum was a gol. Then there was a vacant place, avir, an empty halal, empty space, from the very middle point. Behold, this tzimtzum was even around that empty middle point, in such a way that the that place of halal was a gol, round on every side, completely even. It had no shape of a square, a perpendicular angle, for Ensof too had restricted himself like an igul, like a circle, even on all sides. Again. Again, the halal, the space that remained after the tzimtzum, after the restriction, was agol, was round. Then there was a vacant place, avir, and empty halal, empty space, from the very middle point. Behold, this tzimtzum, this restriction, was even around that empty middle point, in such a way that that place of halal, that space, was a gol, was round on every side, completely even. It had not a shape of a meruba, a square, a perpendicular angle, for Ensof too had restricted himself like a circle, even on all sides.
All right. Okay, we'll take a few questions because we won't be able to go inside Kiev.
Он упоминал уже здесь четырехугольник сегодня. А что это значит вообще четырехугольник?
Не знаю. Не знаю.
I don't know. I don't know. That's it. If we don't learn it, we don't learn it. If we do learn it, we learn it. What does he tell us here? That the tzimtzum was even around, like a circle. An igul. What is igul? What does it mean? It's round. It relates in the same, it has the same relation to all our discernments within the tzimtzum. That's why the tzimtzum is round. There's nothing more than that. You don't have a question? Okay, so Moscow 5.
Мы изучили, что воздух — это свет, свет хасадим. Значит, в сокращенном пространстве остался свет.
We learned that avir is the light of chasadim. So in the restricted space there is the light of chasadim.
If there's no limits in any direction, what does it mean that there's a middle?
מרכז נמצא.
There is a center, because out of the center there is a tzimtzum. Out of the center there is a tzimtzum, a restriction, and the restriction is round, because there are many discernments, but with respect to the restriction, they're all equal. That's all he talks about. You have to understand that the wisdom of Kabbalah is very multifaceted, with endless axes. It's not like three axes we have in our world. So many discernments. That's why whatever he says is only about what we're learning, only what he's talking about, and nothing else. So don't connect these things with the things that seem to us that connect. Because our brain works according to our world, and that doesn't fit in the upper world. That's why we should only relate to what he is explaining to us. And this way, bit by bit, we'll build the right relation to the upper space. Latin 6.
Antes de Bejinat Chorech, ¿se puede considerar Tzimtzum Chorech? La primera, una restricción antes que Tzimtzum
Aleph?
Before the Prina of Shoresh, can you consider the Tzimtzum of Shoresh before the Prina Aleph?
I don't understand what you're talking about. I don't understand.
¿Qué se restringe?
Tzimtzum. There was a restriction over all the discernments, all the bchinot that were revealed on the light from the world to receive. And the light departed from all these bchinot. Root 1, 2, 3, 4. The light departed from all these bchinot. That's called the restriction of the light. Why? Because there was a tzimtzum over the desire. Where? In Bchinat Daled. Because Bchinat Daled is final and holds all the other Bchinot, that's what it holds, all these other Bchinot. That's what we're going to learn tomorrow. In the meantime, we have to turn to info. No? They're not there? Yes, they are.
Shai, Raksha.
Okay, I'm here. 10 a.m. We'll start with Senka together with Rav until 10:30. Then Oren Levy will continue to from 10:30 to 11. And then in the evening, we'll watch a recorded lesson, selected excerpts from the morning lesson from 6 until 7 p.m. And then we'll continue to a mutual workshop that will discuss what we learned in the morning lesson from 7 to 7:30 p.m. Israel time. Let's sing a song.
אתה ואני קשורים אחד לשני עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתחים אתה ואני קשורים בלב הכללי כולנו כבר מסכימים ערבות היא תנאי החיים מתעורר הניצוץ שבלב לעולם יש תקווה אנושות חדשה חוק אחד מחפר את כולנו ביחד לכולם משותף הכאב הבחירה היא שלך לשנות את הגישה צריך ללמוד איך לתת במקום איך לקחת זו לא סתם תיאוריה נחזור לחיות בהרמוניה והחוק הוא ברור שאהבה זה חיבור אתה ואני שורים אחד לשני עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתחים אתה ואני שורים בלב הכללי כולנו כבר מסכימים ערבות תתנאי החיים Global connection.